Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.
This is NoBS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter. I'm called the Big Game Hunter stemming from my time when I was still doing recruiting because I hunted down leaders and staff from organizations, did it for more than 40 years. Now I coach job hunters and help you be much more effective in your searches. And this is episode 896 of this show, coming up on 900, on our way to 1,000. So I'll just simply say today's show is about the best question to ask at the end of an interview. And it's not the one that you think, and I explain why during the show. Hope you find this helpful, and if we're not connected on LinkedIn, send a connection request to me at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show because I love to hear from you folks. It just lets me know that I'm being helpful and effective and I've made a difference to you. And now let's get going. Today I want to talk with you about the best question to ask at the end of every interview. Now, to me, most interviews consist of three parts. The first part is that opening chit-chat part where they start off by saying, tell me about yourself and what you've been doing professionally, and you do that. The second part is where they objectively try to assess and evaluate your experience. Sometimes they're asking you quiz questions. Sometimes they're just going into a lot more depth about what your work is like. Whatever it is, they're trying to get some objective information about you and your knowledge base. The third part of the interview is where they go, so, do you have any questions for us? And most of you are going to take the time to say, so, tell me about the job, or some dressed up version of that. For those of you who know my philosophy, that's actually the wrong time to ask that question. You should be asking that question before the interview starts. As the two of you are about to sit down and talk with one another, that's really the time to ask a question that's designed to find out a little bit more about the job that they're going to be talking with you about. And once you've taken that question out of the end of the interview, you have to replace it, right? So at the beginning of the interview or before the interview starts, you're basically going to say something along the lines of, I'd spoken with Jeff Altman about the role and he gave me a brief description, but I want to get your take on it. Could you tell me about the job as you see it and what I could do to help you? That's if you're working with a recruiter. If you're doing this based upon an ad, you can say, I recall the position description I saw online, but sometimes these things change as firms interview. So could you tell me about your current thinking about the role and what I can do to help you? So that's two approaches to take at the beginning of the interview as the two of you are sitting down to talk with one another. So now you already know about the job. You can't ask about it later on unless you're looking for clarification. And if you're looking for clarification, you don't start off that third section of the interview with a clarifying question. You start off with this one. So let's say it's a year from now, and I've joined the firm, I've been working with you for a year, and it's time for you to give me a review. And you want to write not just simply a good review, but the best review you've ever written in, for an employee doing this kind of job. What would I have accomplished during that year that would cause you to write that review? Now, what that does is real simple. Number one is you're getting an idea of what they're going to expect you to do during your first year working with them. But secondly, you're going to, and this is most important for you, is you're going to get an idea whether that's realistic or not, whether their expectations of someone working in this job are realistic or unrealistic. Because if they're unrealistic, you're doomed to failure. And how would you ever get a good review if you're doomed to failure? So that's my advice for you in terms of how to, ask a question at the end of your interview. And just to repeat it. So let's say it's a year from now, and I've joined the firm, I've been working with you for a year, and you want to write not just simply a good review, but the best review you've ever written for someone holding this job.
what would I have accomplished during that first year that would cause you to write such a review? So I hope you commit that one to memory. I hope it helps you get great results.
So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here's a few ways that I can be of help to you. First of all, if you're interested in one-on-one coaching from me, help with interview preparation or with assistance on a salary negotiation, email me at jeffaltman@thebiggamehunter.us. In the subject line, tell me what it's about, coaching, interview prep, salary negotiation, whatever it is, just put it in the subject line, and in the body, just tell me what's going on and we'll schedule a time to speak. Next, if you're interested in resume and LinkedIn profile reviews, critiques and such, or a job search makeover where I review every aspect of what you've been doing in your search and try and help you make corrective action one time, you can find out about it at my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. Look for the tab on top that indicates the kind of service that you want. Click through, place the order, and we'll get to work right away. And there's always jobsearchcoachinghq.com, where I have curated information that you can watch, listen to, or read that's going to help you find work more quickly. Plus, through the site, for one price, you can also ask me questions as well. Again, that site is jobsearchcoachinghq.com. I'll be back with more soon, and in the meantime, have a great day. Take care.
Dunkin' is here to keep you running with a much-needed taste of normal. To work, home, or work from home. With the coffee you like, just the way you like it. Whether that's a small hot black coffee, your daily 2 p.m. latte, or a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant and a medium iced coffee with oat milk, one sugar, two pumps of caramel, one pump hazelnut, a swirl of French vanilla, and a shot of espresso.
I call it my p.m. pep rally. You should really try it.
Whatever it is that gets you running, Dunkin's got you and always will. America runs on Dunkin'.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This Thanksgiving, think outside the oven and get Thanks Grilling with Ace. Get a new grill and choose from top brands like Traeger, Weber, and Big Green Egg to add even more flavor to your Thanksgiving turkey, side dishes, and desserts. Plus, right now, get free assembly and delivery on all grills and accessories $3.99 and up. For the best help on the best grills, stop by your local Ace and get Thanks Grilling. Ace Rewards members only through December 24th. See participating stores for scheduling or exclusions.